radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
I know Phil had to leave. I guess he was just about to have some food delivered, but that's fine. Phil Turney, always a pleasure, and Dave is still with us. And do we have our caller, Andy from Texas? Is he still with me? Hello, Andy?
Yes, I am, Rick.
All right, so you're still talking to Dave and myself. What did you want to continue to add to what you've already said so well?
Okay, well, I wanted to say that this is a big red flag for everybody in America who gets news of this incident that happened. It's a big red flag because they've done so well to cover it up, and that tells you right there that this was meant to happen, that they really wanted to impose this attack, say the Egyptians did it, so they could invade Egypt. And that's the same thing that's been going on for years and years with these Iraqs, Afghanistans, all these false flag stuff. I think people need to really wake up. The one thing that really disturbs me is that Lyndon B. was quoted as saying, "I want that GD ship at the bottom of the ocean now." I mean, for crying out loud.
But I also, go ahead. I'll address that, but go ahead.
Okay, but I also want to say that those of you that somehow put Band-Aids on that ship and got it home, you guys should be decorated like crazy because you are the epitome of good soldiers, good people. I mean, I spent 8 years in the military, did some stuff I didn't need to be doing and stuff, but I'll tell you what, you guys are the epitome of heroes, and the fact that we are just totally leaving you guys behind, and I mean, you're like the forgotten soldiers of Vietnam that really shouldn't have been there in the first place either. Wow, we really got a terrible country, the government-wise. Country's great.
Yeah, the government is the problem, not the people or the country so much, but you know, if you participate in an evil thing, then you're just part of the evil. And I can't accept that. That's the thing. All right. Thank you for your call, Andy. I want Dave to address John.
Thank you, Rick.
Yes, I just wanted to, Rick, I just wanted to say that, first of all, there's no evidence that Johnson said that. That is, I think, I know it is. It's a myth that has been spread around because it sounds good for some reason. You know, that
well, not that
believe
it doesn't
that.
Fit. I mean, I would say that I could see it being very plausible, very likely.
Yeah, but what he really said was that the reason that he came on the line when the Sixth Fleet had ordered the scrambling of the jets to, of course, come to the aid of, you know, a ship that was under attack, was that the admiral in charge, Admiral Geis, he scrambled the jets, and then they notified Washington that they did, and then this Robert McNamara, this piece of garbage, who later on in an interview claimed that he had no recollection of the Liberty, this piece of human trash. What happened was McNamara ordered Geis, the rear admiral, to have the planes returned to the carrier. And Geis said to McNamara, "Sonny, you're neither big enough nor man enough to have me recall these planes going to the aid of a U.S. ship under attack." And by the way, this is from the captain of the USS America, Don Engen. So Don Engen, who was also the head of the Smithsonian Institute and of the FAA afterwards in his career. Don Engen relayed this to a USS Liberty survivor who had lunch with him for several hours and autographed his book that he wrote of Wings and Warriors. So Don Engen was there. He heard what and saw what happened. When Admiral Geist told McNamara that he wasn't big enough nor man enough to have him recall those planes, it was then that the piece of garbage, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who is or who was half Jewish on his mother's side, which is not a very known fact, then he said, get those planes back or you're going to be pushing pencils. He told this to Rear Admiral Geis, I will not embarrass an ally over the death of a few sailors. That's what he said.
We can recall, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, in reality, isn't he saying the same thing as I want that vessel sunk? That's exactly what it amounted to.
Well, no, not really. He's saying that don't go to their aid, which I,
what's the difference?
Well, the difference is that he's not actively saying he wants that ship sunk. He's saying,
passively saying it
because they had ceased the attack at that time from the planes.
Yeah, I know.
But on the other hand, you're right because it was the torpedo boats which launched five torpedoes and one obviously hit the Liberty, and that's what murdered 25 American sailors, Marines, and a civilian.
Yeah, it went on for quite some time, and there was even a difference in accounts as to how long the attack was sustained. But in any event, we have another caller here. We have Tony from Chicago right now, and Tony's coming up. Turn the radio down, please. Turn the volume down.
Oh, yeah, Richter. I'm hearing a little echo on my end.
Yeah, I'm getting a bad echo here.
Oh, okay, he fixed it. Oh, okay, Rick, there's a story on the Republic Broadcasting site, MSNBC interviews white nationalist candidates, monstrous nature of the Jewish people must be exposed. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, I haven't seen that particular one. I've been following a bunch of others. It's enough to make one sick.
It's right on the RBN site. It's a picture of Art Jones when he was doing this MSNBC interview.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. I don't know if you saw that. Anyway, he's been out. He's out there right now. I should be out there helping him, considering he's 70 years old. And I'm quite a bit younger than him, even though I'm getting up there. The last 2 days, he's been handing out his regular campaign flyer with a insert on the Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 1,000 copies. So this is being injected into a congressional campaign. Okay, this year he's a Republican nominee in the 3rd congressional district of Illinois. So we'll see what type of response he gets. He has 1,000 inserts that he's putting, of this Liberty flyer. I guess that he has the picture of the Liberty with blood dripping down. I haven't seen it. Like I said, I should be out there the last 2 days helping him out. I guess that just didn't happen.
Well, I understand, but here's the question now. Where did you see these reports from MSNBC exclusively? Did you see them on other venues?
Oh, no. There was a piece. MSNBC did a piece, and it was also on Lester.
Yeah, I'm going to Skype it to you, Rick. It was a segment. I'll Skype it to you.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I've seen them. I have seen them in various forms, and I've seen them on CNN, of course. I've seen them on Fox as well. But my question now to you as an afterthought of what you just related to me is, do you recall any of them, the network, picking up on his statements about the attack on the USS Liberty? Because
none of that material was in there.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is that he is interjecting it with the flyer. There's 1,000 copies. We'll see what happens if there's any response. I applaud your guess what he's doing with the movie. I don't want to sound negative, even though what I'm going to say is I feel it probably is going to go in one ear of these people and go out the other end. I hope that's not the case, okay? like it was 51 years ago, but it is a significant
event. Well, that's not the point. The point is doing what's right, doing the project, and letting the
chips. He's doing it. He's a Vietnam vet. He was in Cambodia, and he's doing it right now as we speak. So I just wanted everybody to...
Okay. All right, Tony. Yeah, thank you for that information. All right. Now, let me say one other thing, too. You had mentioned, Dave, the USS Pueblo earlier. And, you know, in all this discussion of the so-called peace move now with North Korea, all of a sudden they're talking peace with North Korea, communist North Korea, but war with Iran, war in Syria, government changes over there. And yet nobody that I've heard, now maybe I have to plead ignorance because I can only take so much of the news and then I turn it off. But have you and anybody out there heard any reference to the USS Pueblo still being there in North Korea? Have you, yes. Dave?
Yes, I have when the 50th anniversary happened.
Well, this year, I'm talking right now during this time of peace talk.
Oh, yeah, no, I haven't. No, just, and again, I, as you know, I don't watch television. I haven't watched it in over 27 years, but just when the 50th anniversary hit, and then I did some research, and that was at the end of January, I did some research about the Pueblo to find out if a movie had ever been made about the Pueblo, and in fact, it had not. There's the only movie out there about the Pueblo was a government reel. But I just wanted to, Rick, if
wasn't
I could...
excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No problem.
Isn't there or wasn't there a movie that was... a telemovie that is made for television involving the Pueblo or Commander Boucher? I seem to think there might have been. I'm not positive.
Yes. Somebody said that to me. So there might have been a made-for-TV movie. But I was thinking of a full-length feature film. And there never has been a full-length feature film. Yeah. But as Phil said earlier, there's movies about the Holocaust constantly. What a joke. But I just wanted to address something Tony said, a couple of quick things before, because I know you have a couple more callers. But Art Jones, I've interviewed Art. He's a great American. He's a great man. He's very well read. Of course, MSNBC and all of the other garbage media will paint him as some kind of a KKK kook. But I'm very supportive of Art and his platform. Phil is very supportive of him, and we support him. He knows a lot, this guy. He's a beautiful guy. In fact, he just called me before the show to tell me something. So I love Art Jones, and people can go to his website, I think it's arthurjonesforcongressman.com or artjonesforcongressman.com, or just Google it. And the other thing I just wanted to address about what Tony said was that, and that's fine about not being sanguine about the chances of the movie. However, as I said earlier, and I don't know if he heard this, when folks see that what happened and they see that this is a true story and that it's the most decorated ship in the history of the U.S. Navy for a single engagement and what actually transpired, they are going to care. That's for sure. But of course, everybody's entitled to their own opinions, and I respect everybody's opinion. I wish people did that more. And Tony may be right, but I don't think he is. I think they're going to be shocked when they see what happened.
Yes. Okay, good. All right. And I think we are going to move on now to our next call. We have Fred from Michigan and then Jeff from Georgia. Come on up, Fred.
Yes, Greg, Rick and Dave. See, there's Tex Mars out of Austin, Texas. He's a retired Fulbright Air Force colonel, author of books like Conspiracy World, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, and the one that was banned by Jeff Bezos of Amazon a couple years ago, Holy Serpent of the Jews. Yeah, I'm thinking I would hope that Tex would promote the Liberty book through his organization. He does put out an annual resource catalog that's absolutely amazing in its compendium of source materials. And if what I'm planning to do is buy a quantity of the Liberty books, are they available by any chance through American Free Press, Dave?
Hey, yeah, first let me say that I know Tex. I've met him. I love the guy and his organization. It's a great organization, and that's probably going to happen. At this point, no. They're not available at American Free Press, Fred, but they might be. But you could just contact me directly, because we do have folks all across the country. As a matter of fact, I just emailed a fella in Missouri who wants to do the same thing. He wants to get 20 of them. The book retails for $25. And so whenever we deal with resellers, which you wouldn't be, or this fellow wouldn't be, it's up to Amazon demands like a 55% decrease in the cover price, which is why people never make any money on Amazon. But we do it for 50% off, and even more for folks who just want to hand them out to educate people. So just email me at dave@erasingtheliberty.com, or you could call me. Probably the best thing would be, because we're going to be doing Deanna Spingola's show after this for 3 hours commemoration. But if you have email me. If not, I can give you a phone number to call.
Yeah, the phone number would be best. Let me tell you, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm planning to get these books into all of the VFW posts.
All right.
And also yes. The library. I'm sorry, I thought we went dead or something.
I think we just
sorry
lost
about
you.
That. I'm sorry. What I was going to say was that the VFW, the Veterans Foreign Wars, they, as well as the American Legion, you would think that they would be supportive of the USS Liberty, but
not necessarily.
I'm going to hit the Patriotic Gun Clubs. You know, that's my first rendezvous is with the Patriotic Gun Clubs. They're gonna get copies for darn sure. And
That might be a better idea. That might be a better idea, because the American Legion just denied the USS Liberty Veterans Association's application to set up a booth at their national convention.
Unfreaking believable.
Yep.
God.
Yep.
Unfreaking believable.
You gotta hit them. You hit them back with
the Israel lobby. That's why.
And what you told them, we're not contributing to the veterans for that reason. You ship up a part of the fund, shape up or ship out.
But let me give the phone number. Let me give the phone number. That folks can call me.
Yeah, give it out right now. Everybody.
Okay. Yes, it's 850, which is an area code in the Panhandle of Florida, which is where I am. 850-677-0344. 850-677-0344. And they can call anytime they want. Even while I'm on the air, that happens, as you just heard. Call anytime. If I don't get it, because I'm not right by the phone, just leave a message, and I always get back to people.
All and, right. Dave, be sure to give it out on Deanna's broadcast. And, by the way, this guy, Harold Rosenthal of Jacob Javits' office, he has a thing on YouTube called The Hidden Tyranny, which I think is a good blueprint for what we've all been experiencing since their birth in 48, the hidden tyranny by way of deception, they shall do war on the world, just like
Amen.
They did deliver.
Okay, thank brother, you for thanks. Mentioning that as well. All right, we have to move along, Fred. Thank you very much for your call. And we have Jeff in Georgia up against the break here, but let's bring him up anyway. Jeff, you're next.
Yes, it's a privilege that you have me on. Was he actually on the USS Liberty?
No, he wasn't. Dave wasn't, but Philip Turney, who was on until the break, he was.
Okay. I believe that Lyndon Johnson committed treason at least three times in the 60s. One, when he had foreknowledge that JFK was going to get assassinated. Two, he covered up Israel stealing nuclear material, and three, the USS Liberty. What I would like
All right.
to ask this gentleman.
Sure, hang on. Now we have the break, so you stay where you are, sir, and we'll come right back, and we'll have you ask that question, and Dave will stay a few minutes more. Thank you. Rick Adams, Uncensored, we shall return.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Rick Adams with you, and we're going to get back to Jeff. Sorry, Mark, we had missed you. We meant to come to you, and we just unfortunately forgot. So let's take Jeff again, and you had another question for Dave Gehary, we'll move on to Mark. Yeah.
Lyndon Johnson committed treason here. What I'd like to know is it looks like James Jesus Angleton was involved in the USS Liberty as well. But it's kind of obscure to me. Could Dave elaborate on that?
Sure, absolutely. You're 100% right about Johnson and treason. I know there are tons of things that he did that we're unaware of. This Angleton creature, his involvement in the Liberty goes back to or can be traced to the agreement or the arrangement or the relationship that the American Central Intelligence Agency had and still has with the Israeli Mossad. So when the United States and that criminal country of Israel didn't have any type of arrangements or agreements, remember, it was Eisenhower during the 1956 Suez Crisis. He was no friend of Israel. He ordered them to back off or he was going to cut aid. That's the last time a president did that. So the United States wasn't in the back pocket of these dirtbags forever. But what happened was that through the back channels, intelligence channels, there was a lot of a big relationship between the CIA and the Mossad, primarily because of communism, because of the Cold War. So because there were a lot of Jews in Soviet Union at the time who were actively involved in communism, just as they have been since the creation of it and responsible for millions and millions of deaths of white Christians and many other people. Because of that, there was this bond that was developed primarily because of Angleton. And that was, I would say, the foundation for the relationship between the United States and Israel. So in that way, he was involved, but I don't think he was directly involved in the terror attack on the Liberty.
Okay. Okay.
All right,
well,
thank you.
I appreciate that information.
Thank you for the call, sir. All right. Let's bring in one more now, I believe. We have Mark, who has been waiting, and Mark is up now. Mark from Georgia. Hello, you're on with Dave Gaharik.
Yeah, there was an Israeli pilot that radioed back, this is an American ship, I can't attack them. And basically, he refused to follow what is obviously an unlawful order. And if my understanding is correct, he basically was persecuted for legitimately refusing to follow an unlawful order. And they said, you refuse to follow a lawful order. I don't remember the name of him, but I do think that, to be fair, that the problem is that impunity brings out the worst in people. And the problem is that they have a form of government that encourages this kind of violence. So I've seen people look at the where basically, well, the Palestinians are doing this and that. It's like, yeah, and if you were under their circumstances, you can't understand consequence without understanding cause. You can't look at the result and say, well, this was unprovoked. The Zionists have done everything in their power to provoke hostility, and then they put all the blame on their victim. And that tactic needs to be exposed for what it is that we're not blaming your typical rank-and-file Israelis. We're blaming criminal elements of their government, just like criminal elements of our government. So it's not that the government across the board is corrupt. There's a lot of people that are thinking, oh, I'm just doing my job. And they think that in their moral context, they think that what they're doing is appropriate, like, say, people collecting the income tax that is a usury extortion scam, right? And they think they're just doing their job, but they don't understand where the so-called money actually goes. That makes sense?
Dave, so, you want to answer that?
Yes. Well, let me just say that as far as the pilot who allegedly or ostensibly said that it's an American ship, I'm not going to attack it. Unfortunately, there is no hard evidence on that. What we do know is that the pilots were for sure certain that it was an American ship. The transcripts were displayed. Many years ago, they said it's flying an American flag. That's okay. Hit it anyway.
Yep.
So they did know it was an American ship. However,
let's take that break one more time.
Okay.
Right? Hold on. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we're back, folks. Just to hurry it up here, I understand, I guess, Dave, you will be hosting Deanna Spingola's program in the next segments. The RBN schedule?
Yes, Deanna contacted me and she's not feeling well. She asked if I would. I said, sure, of course, because we were going to be on for 3 hours. Right. So I guess Phil and I will
be. You
know,
you've got a lot of time. Maybe you need a little bit of rest. I'm going to let you go in a couple of minutes to give you a chance to get ready and refresh. But let me just finish up with the last call we had here. And
sure. Before, hey, Rick, before you do, I just wanted to say that one last thing in reference to the pilot. I'm actually in touch with the head pilot who attacked the Liberty. So I have already communicated with him via email, and this is a retired general, and I will be communicating with him further and asking him a bunch of questions. So
yeah,
if anybody...
I think if I'm mistaken, you can let me know, but didn't you mention that the last time you were on the program?
I might have, yes. And so if anybody has any questions for this general, they could certainly email them to me at david@erasingtheliberty.com.
That's interesting. Okay, let's finish up with Mark here, and then we have Ed in Utah, and we're going to let you go at that point. Okay, Mark. continue.
Okay. I think the final thing I want to make closing out here is you heard the term Shemitism, Jewish voice for peace, and they support the Israeli youth that refuse military service they're not buying into it because they see for themselves what's going on. So, you know, they hear things on the radio and see things on the TV, but it's like the guy said, who are you going to believe, me or your own lying eyes? You know, so they see what's going on about how the Palestinians are being abused and mistreated, and that's why, if I understand correctly, they go through a great personal sacrifice in terms of not getting education and good jobs. They basically, when a person refuses military service with the IDF, you know, they spend some time in jail, but that's just the appetizer for the lifelong problems that they face because they say, no, I'm not going to be partying. Does that make sense?
I'm aware of that. Yeah, okay. Thank you for that point. All right, we have to just take another call now from Ed from Utah, and that'll be the last call for Dave on the Liberty. Hello, Dave. Ed, rather.
Yes, Rick, you're doing a bang-up job here on this crucial interview, as usual. Dave, I'm a longtime subscriber, decades-long, to American Free Press, and I did some volunteer work at one point for the late Michael Collins Piper. And I've been listening to this interview today, and I cannot help but think of this. The fact is, the timing 2 days before of the RFK assassination, and as we know from Mark Lane, who saved American Free Press back when they were the spotlight from extinction, and Michael Piper himself, that the Israelis murdered, assassinated both John F. Kennedy and his brother, who obviously was going to go after the assassins, and of course Martin Luther King for a different reason. But you have the assassins, you have the timing of this. Maybe they felt that they should move at the ambassador against Robert Kennedy because he would squawk to the high hills about the incident they were about to do with the Liberty. It's all very clear and plain to me that the major media this past week didn't say much about the RFK. They didn't want the American people to say, wait a minute, Martin Luther King, June, RFK, especially if they have intelligence, which they obviously do, of your movie coming up. Your thoughts on this?
Thank you. I think now RFK was gunned down in what? It was 68, right?
68.
Yeah. Okay. And so the Liberty was 67.
Right.
First of all, Mike Piper, him and I were pretty close. We spoke regularly. We emailed regularly. We actually hung out, personally together. And the last time I was with Mike for any extended time was in Texas in the aforementioned AFP Free Speech Conference. We roomed together. And I miss Mike a lot. Especially now, I wish he was around that I could bounce off all this stuff to him, because this is something that he was in the vanguard of. Like they say, the pioneers are the ones with the arrows in their backs. I don't know. I don't know about their direct involvement in this stuff because it is so hidden. Look at the Liberty here, 51 years later. And by the way, thank you for being a longtime supporter and subscriber of this.
All right. Well, so basically, you're not
sure. Yeah. Well, Rick, I was off. I should have said a year and 2 days. But yes, mainly I do realize they killed RFK because he would obviously try to get to the bottom of his brother's assassination.
Well, that's something that is a very good motivation for killing a guy like him who was going to win the nomination. It looked, no question
right,
about that.
Right, but when you have Martin Luther King, for a different reason, he was going to now start bringing a light. He was going to go over there and talk to the Palestinians. And as Piper said,
that was a major role reversal for him, yes.
Right. And a year later after the assassination, I should have said a year and 2 days. I'm sorry if I got confused everybody. But when you have Martin Luther King was going to go over there, Rick, and shed light to the world, as Piper put it, love him or hate him, he had a microphone. And he could have caused some great trouble for his benefactors, the Israeli communists that put him in place in the first place. So you have the MLK and RFK. Who knows, as a bonus, RFK could have exposed the liberty, as Nixon possibly was gearing up to do with the whole Bay of Pigs JFK assassination. So it was like a twofer for them. You know where I'm going.
These are all plausible, definitely plausible reasons for the Israeli, which owned the CIA, to be involved in the assassination, and all of them, including the attempt on George Wallace as well. So we know that was just within a short period of time. Definitely came from the CIA. They had to be largely a part of it from 63 with Jack and right up to the 70s and Arthur Bremer in the Wallace attempted assassination. But in any event, thank you, Ed, for those comments. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think one last word here from Frank in North Carolina. He wants to say something. And Frank, come on up. You have the microphone.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. Hey, quickly to the audience out there, hey, you want to get a kick on the anniversary of 9/11, start calling into your local talk radio shows where you live, usually the one that plays like Rush Limbaugh, where you got the real patriotic, warmongering talk radio show host, and call in and bring up the anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty, and not one of them will ever know anything about it. They'll quickly rush to a special commercial break, and you get a real kick out of that.
It is funny,
one quick question to your guest. Hey, I'm real interested in Victor Thorne's work. You knew him? Did you know Victor Thorne?
Dave, are you still there? I don't know what happened. Oh, maybe he, okay. He may have been cut off. All right. Well, I think we did miss him. We're just at the end anyway. I was talking.
Okay. Yeah, I was just looking for a good place he might recommend to go find Victor Thorne's works.
They have them at AFP online. You can order them from there. And there are many books by many authors who work for AFP and the Barnes Review, Frank. So you can look online and find them. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, buddy. All right. And everyone else, boy, it's been quite a day, and it's just beginning because, as you heard, Dave Gaharry is going to host Deanna Spingola's program coming up following mine here on RBN. You know, one of the things I had to do, and I'm almost running short of time, but I'm going to begin now, I think. If you have that, I don't know if you can line it up, Sam, because I know it's somewhere in the middle at 30 minutes plus. But that clip that I sent you just before we came on is a clip that deals specifically with Professor David Irving. And David Irving, as most of you probably know, folks, is the professor in Britain who has written a number of books, made a number of speeches on World War II. He's an expert in the area of World War II. He's been sued. He's been harassed. He's been beaten. He's been jailed for his scholarly work in this area. And I find some of what he says, going over his work and speeches and so forth, to be quite incredibly enlightening. And one that I have lined up here has to do with one of his addresses a few years back where he was talking about this issue of World War II and all of the lies, including the gas chamber myths and the Holocaust and so forth. And I'd like to just portray for you with his own mouth some of the things he and his wife have had to endure and some footnotes of history that you might not know. So if we can start at that number 30 there in that address, Sam, go right ahead. Let's see if we can bring up some of that right now.
I was interviewed in my home, and here's something for you Americans to think about and chew over. I was interviewed in my home in July 2 years ago by France's biggest newspaper. And I gave an opinion to this journalist sitting in my study in London near the American Embassy. And this journalist reported my opinion quite faithfully in Le Monde, the biggest French serious newspaper. And that journalist and that newspaper and I were subsequently fined last year in the French courts for having expressed this opinion. I'll tell you later on what the opinion is, but think about that. When you sometimes complain about the restraints you live under in the United States of America, take it from me as an outsider. You have something here that is wonderful, and that's the First Amendment. The freedom of speech, which is constitutionally guaranteed to you, United States citizens, is something that you're so accustomed to, you take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Fight to protect it. Fight to stand up to prevent anybody from making any inroads against that First Amendment, which guarantees your freedom of speech. Because otherwise, situations will develop like the one I'm about to describe in France, where I express an opinion in the safety and security and sanctuary of my own home in London, and I find myself receiving an indictment from a Paris court accusing me of having made a certain statement in my own home in England. I've not been in France for 7 or 8 years. And then being fined in absentia by the French court for this opinion I've expressed, which has been published by one of the leading newspapers. But it gets worse, because the indictment that is served on me under a new law passed in France, a law for the amendment of the freedom of speech. Think of those words. A law for the amendment of the freedom of speech in France. And under that law, it becomes a criminal offence for anybody to challenge, or the French word is contester, to challenge or ask questions about crimes against humanity as defined by the Nuremberg Tribunal of 1945. Now, we all know what tribunal that was. That was the Victors' Tribunal against the Nazis, who were put on trial and eventually hanged. They were railroaded to the gallows. I think it was Lord Van Sittart who said, the only question which is of interest now is going to be the place of the gallows and the length of the rope. That was roughly the mood of justice which prevailed at Nuremberg. You couldn't expect justice in that kind of climate. The Germans didn't expect it. They knew they weren't going to get justice, and they didn't get justice. But one thing is quite plain, that it should be possible for us now, historians, 50 years after the event, to re-examine those events, to re-examine the indictments as served up at Nuremberg, the crimes that the Germans were accused of, and say, was this a crime? Did this happen like that? In France, for example, it is a criminal offence, to give you one example, it is a criminal offence to go to France and say, I don't think it was the Russians. I don't think it was the Nazis who killed the Poles at Katyn in the Katyn Forest in 1940. I think it was really the Russians. I think it was the Russian secret police. We now know it was the Russian secret police who did that, because the Russians have admitted it. Mr. Gorbachev has admitted it. Mr. Yeltsin has admitted. The Russians have actually given the Polish government photocopies of the murder warrants, the death warrants that were signed by the Soviet secret police for the 15,000 Polish officers who were murdered as prisoners of war in the forests of Katyn near Smolensk in 1940. So there's no question about that particular crime. But at Nuremberg, it was the Germans who were accused of having murdered those 15,000 Polish officers. So anybody who goes to France now and challenges that fact is committing a criminal offence. And they're going to be fined like me, and that newspaper, and that journalist. But it gets worse, because it is a criminal offence to mention these crimes, to mention the challenging of these crimes. So the indictment that was served on me said, Monsieur Irving, you are accused of having, in July 1993, given an interview to a journalist of Le Monde, in which you stated, I do not believe that the ... existed. And the words ... are followed by brackets with the words censored under the Fabius Geso law of 1990. So they're not even allowed to mention those words in the indictment telling you what you're being charged with. This is Hobbes, and the reason for that is simple, because part of the penalty in France, when you've been found guilty of something in France like that, is not only you find some horrendous sum, not only you're ordered to pay all the legal costs of all the lawyers who've turned out against you, and it isn't only the lawyers of the government who are against you, you find suddenly in court against you lawyers representing all sorts of strange organizations of communist veterans and Jewish victims and this kind of thing. They've all got their lawyers in court representing these associations and organizations. They've all got an interest in seeing Mr. Irving punished. And the judge will say, Mr. Irving, you will pay a fine, and you will pay compensation to these, you will pay those lawyers, you will pay compensation to that organization. Every organization represented in court gets a nice handout. And the final penalty is you are also ordered to publicize in a display advertisement in five of France's biggest newspapers the full details of the offense and the penalty. And that, of course, is the most savage, swinging financial penalty, because you know what display advertising costs. And they don't want in that advertisement that you're going to put in the newspapers announcing your penalty, they don't want you to repeat, of course, what you've been charged with. That's why that's been cut out of the indictment. It's all a bit Orwellian. It's all, if you've ever read Animal Farm or 1984, you understand what I'm talking about. The things that George Orwell wrote about in the 1940s, the 1950s, as being an absurd situation which might one day happen, have already happened in many countries in Europe.
David Irving, I appreciate those comments, this address given some time ago, and isn't it more up to date now than ever before? We have a break coming up. I thought you would enjoy that clip by a scholar who has paid the price of scholarly research, documented research, official research, and it's all called a hate crime. And it's punishable in many countries by a fine and imprisonment only in a free nation and a free society that the synagogue of Satan embraces. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Right. Folks, we don't have a lot of time, but I just want to just mention a couple of footnotes here on the program. Don't forget Andrew Carrington, Hitchcock.com. Weekdays, weekends, anytime you can access yourself with his programs, his great guests that are coming up, and many that have been on, including myself and Joe Church and also Frank from North Carolina, as well as Mike Walsh and a host of others. Also, YouTube channel Rick Adams is The Deadly Experiment. Rick Adams just taped a few of the programs, so they'll be coming up as well. But I want to close. You know, we talk about Jerusalem Watch, and what better way to watch Jerusalem, the last part of this program, than to go to the Gospel. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, when the evil one, the fig tree generation, the synagogue of Satan, were tempting Jesus and trying to get him to betray himself by his own mouth. They said, "Then say they all, art thou then the Son of God?" And he said unto them, "Ye say that I am." This is in verse 71. And they said, "What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard out of his own mouth." Now, they were accusing Jesus of being a devil. Can you imagine the devil accusing Jesus of being a devil? And so they sought to trap him with his own word. But Jesus was always one step ahead of them, maybe two or three. And he trapped them. And he always referred to the Old Testament and said, "If ye are readers of the Old Testament, and doers of the Old Testament, then have you not read? Have you not read the words of Moses? Have you not read the prophets, all of the prophets? Why are you denying them?" See, they didn't want to argue. And isn't that what they're doing today? People like Professor Holding, all of us who are preaching the truth, that's their nature. It's in their DNA. You know, as Henry said so well, he said, "It's not even that they set out to do evil, just come naturally." That's part of the DNA. Those who are of the synagogue of Satan. So I want you to know, all of you folks, that the rubber meets the road when you try on that. So the high priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, all came together to condemn Jesus and then accuse him of religious treachery against God, saying he was son of the devil. And when that didn't work, because they could not condemn him to death, then they turned to the Roman government and accused him falsely of being sedition, traitor. Isn't that what Roosevelt did in the 1930s, anti-sedition trial? Wilson had done it, and those who were opposing him won, speaking out. And they put them in camp. They put some of them in prison, because they spoke up against them. They were considered to be traitorous traitors to Roosevelt, Harry Hopkins, whites, and a whole host of others who were behind the scenes manipulating America into war, into socialism, communism, and behind them all sons of Cain, Harry Dexter White, all of the other projects.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.